here we go. So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. It is 8:10 and 66 degrees here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHI's 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Ashley Lang.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
And we are happy to have in the house today, of course, Mac Bailey, who's been here before. He is a member of the Rock Hill branch of the NAACP.
Good morning.
And he brought along a friend, Lonnie Harvey, who is with the Education Committee Chair, or he is the Education Committee Chair and the co-chair of the Freedom Fund Banquet that the NAACP is having on Saturday, June the 22nd. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Lonnie, I think this is your first time being on Palmetto Mornings, correct?
No,
have you been on before?
Second time.
All right,
okay,
great.
All right.
Well, great. Second time's a charm.
Breaking the ice all over again.
Mac, if you would, first just start by talking to us a little bit about the Freedom Fund Banquet and what you're hoping to do.
Right. Thank you. It is a annual affair. A couple of years during COVID, it wasn't in person. This year it is in person. It's at the Transformation Center on Saluda, and it's a black tie affair, and we still have plenty of tickets available and sponsorships available. I'll mention, and I think, Alex, I heard you say a minute ago that you've seen the website.
Oh, yes.
Our friend Tatey and Paige has helped us with the website, and if you're interested in tickets, we would encourage you to go to the website, which is rockhillnaacp.org, and if you scroll to the bottom, you'll see the Freedom Fund Banquet, and you can get in touch with the lady that is the chair, co-chair with Lonnie, of the banquet.
Mac, I did see that you were having a special guest speaker. That's Mr. Malcolm Graham. He's Charlotte City Council District 2 representative, and you said he's originally from Charleston. Why was he chosen to be a part of this event?
He considers himself, and he is, very involved in civic activities. In fact, if I quote a comment that he makes about himself, he says that, I see a person rooted in community, public service, and making an impact. Continue to put in the work to making meaningful change, and I think that's what we're all interested in. Mm-hmm. He did come up from Charleston, as you did,
Ashley. Yes.
For education, he was he received a tennis scholarship to go to Johnson C. Smith, and in fact, he worked with Johnson C. Smith with the president on special assignment there for a while. But he's been a city councilman a couple of times in Charlotte, but he's also been a North Carolina state senator. So he has been involved for, I think he's lived in the area for 27, 30 years, something like that. So a fixture in Charlotte. Now, coming from Charleston, it's interesting to know that his sister was one of the ones killed at the church there in Charleston. Mm-hmm. And so he still has connections with the Charleston area and is so a South Carolinian by birth and being raised here. So be interesting to hear what he has to say. Mm-hmm.
Lonnie, why are events like this one so important, not only to the NAACP, but to our community?
Well, for all nonprofits, it's nonprofit, but it does not mean that it runs for free. Mm. And each organization has to generate funds. And this is the only fundraiser that we have. So many organizations will say, this is our major fundraiser, this is our fundraiser.
And it goes back to supporting, again, the mission behind the NAACP. Lonnie, as the chair of the Education Committee, just looking on the website here, the stats of what you guys are fighting for, 30% likelihood of a black person's to be stopped without cause compared mm-hmm. to a white person, 60% of black Americans live in communities with uncontrolled toxic waste, mm-hmm. 45% of black students attend high poverty schools, and 10 times are going to make less income compared to the average white family. Why are these statistics so important to educate on?
Well, the reason that they're so important is that when you look at poverty, you look at substandard housing, substandard education, these are the primary contributors to crime. And it doesn't matter if you're black, if you're white, whether in the United States or you're in England or France or anywhere else, you know, the roots of crime is poverty. It's people trying to get what they don't have.
That's right.
And then if you can't get it through working, then you're going to steal it. If for then after a while you steal it, all of a sudden stealing becomes your employment.
A way of life.
Yeah, that's right. And so by being with the NAACP, folks that are looking to join and become a local member here, what does that look like, Lonnie? What can they do?
Well, the local membership is focused on things like, one is education, is making education a quality education for all students. We have an education system now that has really become a victim of white flight. The majority of the students in Rock Hill School District 3 are children of color. But the school board does not truly represent them. When the state electorate said that we want to water down black history, the school board here did not object to it. If they were representing their constituents, and that being the students there, they would have said that was not in the best interest of our constituents. That's not the best interest of our community. So they would prefer to have a watered down black history or no black history at all, because they have a black history that doesn't speak to there was a civil war, that there was a civil rights movement, that does not bring in names like, beyond Dr. King and Rosa Parks. Is a disservice to saying that it's black history.
Well, it's events like this that are going to be able to make that education possible. So again, we are inviting the community to come. Everyone is open to the Rock Hill NAACP Freedom Fund Banquet Fundraiser. Mm-hmm. It's going to take place on Saturday, June the 22nd at 6 p.m. The doors do open at 5. It is a black tie affair, and it is going to take place at the Kenneth Moore Transformation Center. That's right there
Kenneth Monroe,
Transformation Center, right there off of Saluda Street in Rock Hill. And that guest speaker is Mr. Malcolm Graham. Tickets are available for purchase. And where do people need to go to get those?
They can contact Carol Harvey.
Okay.
They can
infamous Carol Harvey.
Doreen Bowler.
Okay.
Or they can contact me.
And her email address is on the website. Scroll down on the homepage.
All right, great. Well, we are looking forward to this event, and we hope it's going to be a great turnout.
Well,
again,
one of the other things that's really important to the NAACP is the elections. And right now, we're going to have the Republican primary. That doesn't mean that it's restricted to just Republicans. We have an open election here in South Carolina. And so our objective has been to educate people that if you're voting in a system in which there's only one party, because the Democrats are not running anyone, then you are voting. That vote is the general election for you.
That's right.
So go out and vote. Which
That's right.
Our next guest will be Allison
Mallard. Yep, she's coming in to talk about that. And those polls are open until 7 p.m.